Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Hear the glad news. Jesus Christ has given himself for you. Without hesitation, Christ gave himself to the death of the cross so that sinful humanity could come to God in obedient faith. He willingly died on the cross so that we could live in Christ and Christ could live in us. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Ephesians 3:17-18. We are not under the penalty of sin because Christ has died in our place. He bore our sin to the cross. And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Ephesians 5:2. Those who allow Christ to live in them and them in Christ are delivered from the wrath of God. We must come into Christ to appreciate this divine blessing that is offered by God through Christ. We are crucified with Christ in baptism, whereby the sins of the flesh are put off, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised us from the dead. Colossians 2:11-12. As Christ was raised from the dead, so the baptized believer is raised from the dead. We either die in sin or we die to sin. The love of God and the sacrifice of Christ provide a remedy for the transgression of the law and the transgressor, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live under righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, 1 Peter 2:24. By giving himself for us, we are empowered to live in Christ. His righteousness becomes our righteousness. As Christ lives in us, we are directed toward a life of purity and holiness, for this was the manner in which Christ lived his life. We live in Christ so that we might enjoy the benefit of his willingness to give himself for us. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2:28. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.